It's the emergency break of the week.
You do wear panties.
Do not.
Yes. What are you wearing right now?
Panties.
Here we go. Mike. He's standing up.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment.
Here goes the shirt up. Here goes the zipper down. And there's the...
more technical meltdown.
Dude, your sack's hanging out the bottom.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Pulls his pants down and there is a... testicle.
You wanted to see?
The emergency break of the week is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from that Norm and Donnie show, and this one is on Norm. He's not listening to the show when they're doing their crosstalk with bad radio. And this is a pretty bad one because, I mean, it's a matter of seconds. And then even worse is the Norm defense, claiming that he was listening to the show. It wasn't even close.
I speak Dallas.
Boy, you do.
I'm a Texan.
No, you're not.
I get here and I change my clock in my hotel room. It is Texas time. So when I look at it, like, I can't look at it and say I'm waking up at 6 in the morning or whatever. I can't do that. Like, mentally, I can't say I'm going to get out of bed now. So I have to look at the time. I live Texas time.
Do you keep your clock in your room on Texas time?
Yes, yes, he does.
You change your hotel clock from California to Texas time when you get in your hotel room.
Dan?
All I'm doing is imagining how this will sound later when we're replaying it. Because, yeah, Norm, yes. That's what I just said.
Oh, no, I didn't understand that you changed your
hotel clock. The clock in my hotel room.
Okay. You did change your hotel clock in your room to Texas time.
But yes. If I were to walk into your room right now, Dan.
Yes, TC. I actually physically changed the clock in my hotel room.
That's unbelievable.
It is.
I understand, but...
What was his excuse?
What about the hotel?
He didn't have one. He just obviously was not listening.
Well, wow. He understood that Dan changed his clock in his hotel room. But what I mean is, do you change your alarm clock in your hotel room? It's such a number one cop moment.
Yeah, that was 1 second after Dan said that he changed his hotel room clock that Norm asked.
I understand, but that's... the grandfather clock in there you're talking about, right?
No, it's the alarm clock.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I understand.
Understand.
By the way, if Dan couldn't imagine himself getting out of bed out here in California at 6 a.m., try 2:30.
Yeah, Dan.
Like we've been doing all week. 2:30 a.m.
Dan. All right, that's Norm. He's candidate number one. Candidate number two, always have a tough time with pronunciation.
No,
Joyce
don't.
Durham is what I'm going to go with.
To leave.
It was me, and that was a bad moment for Norm, but this was a really bad moment for me. We were talking about the bathroom bill, Greg Abbott, our governor, and we started going into a fake political commercial, and I wasn't thinking about him specifically. I was just trying to throw out a generic phrase that we always put into those fake political ads, and I would like to apologize for this moment.
Greg Abbott can't seem to make up his mind whether or not he wants transgenders messing with our kids.
Right. He won't stand up for Texas.
Dude.
George.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Dude, what are you doing?
Figuratively, I meant that he wouldn't do that. I did not mean it that way.
George?
I swear I was not making a joke.
Crossing the line.
I was not.
Wow.
I was not trying to make some sort of joke or cross the line. I was getting into fake political ads.
What are you saying?
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, I just stepped in a bear trap that I didn't mean to step in. With all due respect to the governor. Crank back the music and let's get going. Let's get going.
Anyway,
that's
Craig.
An unnecessary pause. You should be broadcasting right now.
No, if a dog had six legs, That would be unnecessary pause. What I did was very...
Yay! Tagged by a funny joke from the great Gordo.
I still can't believe you were making jokes about a governor...
I wasn't trying to make a joke.
...who happens to be confined to a wheelchair and doesn't have the ability to
stand up. I just see him as our governor. I don't see him as someone who's in a wheelchair, so I was just doing a fake bit, and then I just realized, yeah,
what's
I didn't mean...
What's a fake bit?
A fake political commercial, and I didn't mean to say that.
Every time I hear that replayed, I am offended.
I am too.
I am too.
I'm injured in you.
I am three. I told you I was sorry. Very, very sorry. But I am a candidate. Number two.
Ugh. Whoa.
Candidate number three is Junior Miller, who was trying to...
Oh, now what is this? This is outrageous.
Yeah, fake
well,
protest.
It's when you're trying to reference the Olsen twins the other day.
And that's where they'll make most of their money. Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line that where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary-Kate Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
The Olsen twins. Same way. Remember, they have an empire.
Right.
Yeah, we cut it off before we went into...
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary-Kate Olsen Simpson twins.
Ashley and Olsen.
Hey, you just said we're waking up at 2:30. That happens. All right, so those are your three candidates for the e-break: Norm, Joyce, or Junior. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, do you think Greg Iva can stand up for cancer?
Joyce, I think that's directed to you.
Yes, I think he can.
Huh.
Hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Hola.
The Mexican P1CR would like to vote for Norm and Mesquite Jimmy Hart.
Okay.
Gracias.
Si. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Right, but I don't want to see any of God's children spread eagle on a bench, bleeding at the crotch.
Yeah, how did that not
Why
even
was
get
Jethro
contention?
Tull over that? What was going on there? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, quick question. Do you guys shave your go bathroom areas?
Why?
Because George has a butt.
Everybody has a butt.
Huh.
True.
That's made a great
point. You know why?
Don't say, huh?
Because we're all tubes. Food goes in the top.
Okay, here's another theory.
Comes out the bottom.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
Hey, am I caller number nine?
Nope.
So I didn't win the setup steak night?
Nope. Nope. Hello, you're on America's favorite radio station.
You see, we got the power to turn back time. Let's start over, let's rewind. And let's get Norm to pay attention to the show and get him to say no, no, no. Hey, that's the power to turn back time.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Boner Breath, what's going on?
God. I know, Gordon. What is going on?
What did he say?
I think he called you boner breath.
Please.
Well, that's what he said. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I would like to vote responsibly for handy, capable, hating Giorgio.
Yeah, that's
no,
so true.
I'm not either.
So true.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I would say I'd change my clock.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Old Ironsides himself, George Dunham.
Thank you.
It's funny because it's true.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
You might want to right here, you.
Yes.
Die.
Hey, Nieces, I keep my clock on Texas time. Just so you know, love you.
Love you, too. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
What?
I didn't hear all that.
Did you understand it, Junior? What happened?
Let's move on.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello?
George?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I'll vote for you.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
We don't need to practice, Randy. We ain't got no band, you tuning son of a bitch.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Vaginal size, Morgan.
Oh, man, we almost made it. Hi, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
I'd like to vote for George.
Man, that sounded like Donovan.
It kind of did.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Somehow, I have won yet another e-break.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Greg Abbott can't seem to make up his mind whether or not he wants transgenders messing with our kids.
Right. He won't stand up for Texas.
Dude.
George. Well, I didn't mean it that way.
Dude. What are you doing?
Figuratively, I meant that he wouldn't do that.
That
I
is...
did not mean it that way. I swear I was not making a joke.
Crossing the
I
line.
I was not.
Wow.
I was not trying to make some sort of joke or cross the line. I was getting into
God
fake political
ads. What are you saying?
Oh, God love you.
Yeah, I just stepped in a bear trap that I didn't mean to step in. With all due respect to the governor. Crank back the music and let's get going. Let's get going.
Anyway,
that's
Craig.
An unnecessary pause. You should be broadcasting right now.
No, if a dog had six legs, that would be unnecessary pause. What I did was very necessary.
I laugh every time I hear that joke. I think that's
a
really funny
joke.
There were a lot of interesting moments in there. I enjoyed the Mike Rawlings, "You've crossed the line" drop. George trying to get out of it by saying, "With all due respect."
Yeah, what a cheap
to the governor. And then the odd command, crank back the music.
You know what I meant. Well, you say strange things when everyone's totally laid out and deserted you on the show.
You should be broadcasting right now.
All right, how many is that, Fernando?
74th win for old Disability Act Dunham.
Yeah, you are not ADA compliant.
That is not an authorized nickname.